The Elementary and Secondary Education Act of 1965 was reauthorized in 2001 by President Bush, establishing No Child Left Behind. Since then, some schools in the Badger State have fared better than others under the standards. Wisconsin Education Association Council President Mary Bell.
That Elementary and Secondary Education Act has now been the cover for a lot of testing requirements, some of which I think have provided us good information. But I think anybody would say that the testing that we have at this point is really an inadequate measure of what students know and are able to do.
But there are concerns that the federal mandate is unfunded.
We have to be sure that we're providing the right measures and that we provide them in a way that doesn't cause the school districts, which I think we've felt around the state, to have to pay more money for the testing that they can't spend on the programming to actually instruct the students in what it is we want them to know and be able to do.
The White House has proposed massive changes to the law. WEAC and the National Education Association is hoping Congress will correct the so-called funding shortfalls. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.